Hi, I'm Kate.
I'm Lindsay.
And we're Lucy Angel.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
She's lost a couple screws. Yeah, I know why she's crazy. Cause baby, you done made me crazy too. I know why she hates you, cause right now I'm on the verge. I know why she keyed your car, cause I sure got the urge. Now I don't wanna stand there in her bitter high-heeled shoes. Yeah, I know why she's crazy, cause baby, you done made me crazy too.
It's been a long time since I actually interviewed you, and we had some good success in the UK with your singles. And what's been happening, you know, in the time we haven't spoke?
Oh my gosh, it's been a little bit of a while. So well, I don't know why I'm talking in a British accent. So sorry.
You did a very good one.
No. Oh dear. We have been writing. We've been obviously touring and doing our shows, but we've got a lot of new music that we're super excited about, and
yeah, we've got some recorded. We have like 3 new songs that are already recorded, and we're getting ready to go into the studio again with,
we'll have
you
a
know,
whole project here,
a handful of others. We're very excited about, so we are hoping to get some new music out soon, and we've also been doing a live stream twice a week called Jammy Jam, which is actually, it's become one of our favorite things to do.
We are actually coming up on our 70th show on Valentine's night. We do it.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
Good gracious. 70. I know.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Whoa.
So we decided to just sort of try something new, and the live streaming has become a really great way just to, you know, build a fan base and get to your fans if you're not actually out touring at the moment, because we've been, you know, in Nashville writing. And so we literally sit in our living room. It started in our living room
in our pajamas and just go live and sing songs and, you know, talk about what's going on in our lives or talk about current events, talk about, I mean, we've got the dogs that come in. We've got McCartney, my five-year-old, that comes in, and it literally is a free-for-all. We don't even know.
It's like a sing-talk variety show with all the circus act going on in the
background. What sort of audience have you got?
We're getting a lot of views.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you start something like that, you don't know if it's
this is a good idea or not a good idea.
but we're getting 50,000 to 100,000 a week, so that's not very bad. You know, we're like, whoa. And it's amazing how it's just persistence. I swear, you know, if you're consistent with something and people know they can tune in, and it's just word of mouth, really.
Yeah. And we've got the best fans, honestly. We've got, you know, obviously, just people from the TV show that we had, or, you know, people from all over the world are tuning in, and it's the coolest thing. And
I have to
then
interject.
We have like okay,
I have to interject.
Go ahead, Mom.
Because we had somebody from Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
From the base camp.
Coming to you from the base camp, and I was like, Oh my gosh.
Was it Kilimanjaro or Everest? I don't know.
I don't know. It was one of those really big mountains. I think it was
Kilimanjaro.
You know what?
It'll do.
Interchangeable. It was
the idea.
Cool nonetheless.
So cool. But it is great. I mean, you get to see fans. I mean, we've got some fans in Australia that tune in every single show.
Yeah.
Or Hawaii, or, you know, I mean...
You think about the time difference, because we literally do the two live streams. We do a morning live stream, which is the original Jammy Jam started as a morning in our pajamas, like, wake up and just, like, go live.
Whose idea was this?
It was Emily and I were talking... I think it was our idea. Emily and I were talking about it. It was, like, a good idea.
I don't even remember.
It seemed like a...
It's great.
Yeah. And so then we thought, well, you know what? We've got some people that may not want to get up super early, and so we started the Wednesday night Jammy Jam, which is like the wine Wednesday kind of Jammy Jam. So we do one in the evening for people that...
With wine.
And then
we do coffee on Friday mornings.
But it's really a great thing. And it's evolved. And we have some exciting changes coming up with Jammy Jam. We started inviting guests. So now it's turned into like this sing talk show.
I know. That we're hosting.
So
when are you going to have the pajama merchandise then?
Oh, that's
coming.
In the works.
It's coming.
It's inevitable, isn't it?
Totally inevitable. So, I mean, we do have our own Jammy Jam t-shirts with our little
emoji, our logo.
What are they called? Those little
the Bitmojis.
We
use Bitmojis for the Jammy Jam t-shirt. But
right.
Yes.
Right. I know. It wasn't emojis. I was like, yeah, that's wrong. Something like that, though.
Do you find that these listeners come out to your gigs when you...
Yes. I mean, and they're always asking, you know, when are you going to be in this part of the country and that. So it's great because we're meeting these people and literally from everywhere.
Yeah.
So
and not having to get a sitter and not having to leave the house.
That's great.
It is quite
lovely. Well, of course, you're building up such a fan base that when you do bring out the new music, I mean, you've got sales immediately.
It's exciting.
It's so great, and it's great because we always say Jammy Jam is a safe place because we try new stuff. We try new music that, you know, for the first time on Jammy Jam, and you can kind of get a gauge and say, all right, is this...
Well, and I think that
something
people,
that the fans like.
Well, I think they really like the idea that they're getting to hear something that nobody else is getting to hear. That you have to tune in here, and it's live, and it's raw, and you can't find it on iTunes yet. It will be soon, but they get to hear it first.
Obviously, you had your great series, you know, on the road with Lucy Angel, which went down very well in the UK, and we hope to run it again on the new TV channel.
Yay,
yes, that's exciting.
That would be so great, and we need to do another season or two or three or four.
Things have changed.
Try five.
People are growing.
Or five.
I know. And I would love to go over to the UK to do some shows, and I think we're working on that.
Yeah.
And I would just think that would just be a blast. So.
Well, we got our studios there, so we've got that we can do.
Let's do it.
And get out, you know, on location and
absolutely
take you around Stonehenge and take you around.
Oh, I still want to go there.
That would be fantastic.
We're like big Outlander fans.
When were you last in the UK?
The last time we saw you, we haven't been back.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't see you in England. I actually saw you here.
Here.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that must be 5 years ago.
That we saw you here? It's so. Possible wow. that it might have been 5 years ago, but we were in...
I know you were in England because you came in to promote the TV series.
Mm-hmm. We were there for, I think it was 3 years ago, because I think Mac was two. Yeah. Okay. 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago. I'm sorry. 2 years ago in January.
Because okay. I'm the worst person. If you ask me what year something happened, I'm like, unless I graduated from high school, got married, or one of my children was born, I have no idea.
I mean, I find time flies. I can't believe,
I know my daughter just turned 5, and I'm like, what happened?
Oh, we can gauge with that, too.
That's my gauge right now, is how old my daughter was at a certain point.
Or was she here?
So are you going to nationally release the single?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we must make it happen in the UK again.
Let's do it.
Because we got you some good ratings when we did release it.
You did. And, I mean, did we not get you Yard Sale or Pool Party?
I haven't seen Pool Party or Yard Sale.
Okay.
Pool Party can come around again.
Let's do that again, because that's definitely a summer.
Probably it hasn't been heard in the UK, to be truthful.
Okay, that's exciting.
All right, well, we're coming out in 2018 with the song in the UK called Pool Party.
Hi, I'm Kate.
I'm Lindsay.
And we're Lucy Angel.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
On that inflatable gator, yeah, it's a hot one, like we're on the equator. Got some bullfrog in tow, pink zinc on my nose, laying back in that last empty chair. Far from the ocean, the shore's out of reach. We can still make some waves if we ain't got a beach. Cannonball! Plenty of plastic floating around in our banana boat dream. Smells like coconut chlorine, cement burning up my feet, bikini ties and Walmart water wings. Far from the ocean, the shore's out of reach. We can still make some waves if we ain't got a beach. Cannonball! Yeah.
good. You know, I mean, we're coming up to spring, so I mean, that
that's right.
Hitting June,
and I'm we can do yard sale for the fall.
That's right.
Do you guys do yard sales?
We do yard sales, but we tend to do it called car boot sales. So we have they go into fields, so everybody with their wares and tears, they open the boot of the trunk.
The trunk, okay.
And then everything, well, it's not. They have tables. It's all organized.
Yeah. You just open your trunk.
I mean, they have hundreds, and we have, I don't know, four TV shows that go out to all these.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a secondary income for a lot of people.
Well, I think it's a much more efficient way instead of having to have people drive all the way to your house.
Yeah.
It's funny, really, because you take your rubbish to get rid of.
Your rubbish.
And you buy it.
Then someone else buys your rubbish, and then you end up buying someone else's rubbish.
Well, I know, right? There's a line in our song. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's good. It's funny, but we all do it.
We all do it. I know, right?
You know, you fall out of love with that thing, and then someone else sees it. Oh, I've been looking at that for a life.
And
take
That's great. I know.
They just charge them. Charge them a few more dollars because they said they liked it.
They liked it. I know, right?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, so we don't do many yard sales, I think, itself. You know, because there's so many organized car boot sales.
Well, car boot sales.
Yeah, I know.
We could change it to car boot sale.
Car boot sale.
Take it on now to the car boot sale. I don't know if that would work.
Great. I heard also on the grapevine, because you've got your own studio, haven't you?
We do. We have like a television, our little television studio up there, and we're...
Yeah, for our Jammy Jam? Yeah. Is that what you're...
It's all set up.
No. I understood that you were doing a Ronnie Millsap tribute.
Oh my gosh, we have to talk about that.
Oh yes, the G-Force, our label, is doing an amazing project right now with Ronnie Millsap.
It's basically, you know, he had over 40 number one songs.
I know him well, and what a great act.
He's so amazing, and he's doing duets with all of these new stars and old stars, and I mean, it is, every single song has become my favorite. You know, I can't pick the favorite one yet.
Right.
So, but we have Dolly, and we have this is
Willie,
and
many, many more.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
You name people, and I'll tell you who's not on it.
It's
because it's like,
and it's just a huge honor, because we got to do a song with Ronnie as well. We did "Happy Happy Birthday Baby," which is
a great song.
A great song, and it's just ironic because Dad was a fan and Mom was a fan, and introduced us kids to Ronnie Millsap on our family vacations. Literally, we would legitimately listen to Ronnie Millsap records.
No, we had a houseboat at Lake Powell, and the tradition was you get out on the channel, you know, and you put in Ronnie Millsap.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was an 8-track or a cassette.
Way
back.
Sounds 8-track.
But yeah, it could have totally been an 8-track. And that was the beginning of the vacation.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, it just great.
Is anybody doing Smoky Mountain Rain?
Yes, Dolly did it, and it is fantastic. She's doing it with him, and she actually kind of took a lot of liberties with it and has a lot of answering parts, and it's amazing. The writer of the song heard the track and just loved it, which that could be a sticky situation if you have somebody taking liberties with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Dolly's such an amazing writer and singer and everything.
Anyway, girls, it's been lovely talking to you again. We can't wait to get you back in the UK and obviously get the new single, Pool Party.
Yes. And we'll also do Boys to Men if that's our next single as well. So.
Okay, good.
Great to talk
to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Good. Great to see you.
Hi, I'm Kate.
I'm Lindsay.
And we're Lucy Angel.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
We hit the wall, so we pulled the plug. Gave everything we had till we just gave up. So I'm moving on like I ought to be. It's been a pain in the neck dealing with this mess. All the snapbacks and the knickknacks that you up and left. A better man would have only left a memory. And I
but I should try to make sense from what's left behind and take it on out to the front curb. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Pawn it off on all of my neighbors. Make me an offer, I'll take whatever. Ain't packing it up, I ain't dropping it off. No, it ain't coming in the mail. But if you want it all back, you can buy it at the yard sale. Point, but it ain't gonna hang in my hall no more. The rings of steel, the price tags on it. I've got all I'm gonna get from it. I could throw it all away, call it a waste of time. But I should try to make sense from what's left behind and take it on out to the front curb. One man's trash is another man's. Pawn it off on all of my neighbors. Make me an offer, I'll take whatever. Ain't packing it up, I ain't dropping it off. No, it ain't coming in the mail. But if you want it all back, you can buy it at the yard sale. It off. No, it ain't coming in the mail. But if you want it, I'll be.